post-recession America has Arizona in growth mode again. The numbers that came out earlier this year show that Phoenix is number one in the nation for population growth, adding more than 32,000 residents between July of 2015 and July of 2016. And the Phoenix area is back to being the fifth largest city in the country. And with new people comes the need for more apartments and houses. But there are concerns the Valley simply doesn't have enough skilled workers to get those dwellings built quickly and efficiently enough. With me to talk about Arizona's job market and the impact on construction is Lee McFeeters, research professor at ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business. Lee, the Valley has been driven by population growth for so long. As that growth picks up, what are you seeing in the construction realm?
Well, when you look at real estate, there's a number of drivers that affect the overall construction industry, residential, multifamily in particular. And that, of course, would be population growth, as you just mentioned. We have settled into about a 1.6, 1.7% growth for Arizona, about half our long-term average, still enough to put Arizona among the top 10 states for population growth. But when you look at those drivers, it's population growth, it's job growth, it's personal income growth, and then family formation. And all of those combine then to drive the, in particular, the residential market, either single family or multifamily. And we see, for example, a national phenomenon here where home prices and rents tend to be increasing faster than incomes. And most analysts, I think, expect that we're going to be hitting some kind of a crunch here in the next couple of years if that pace continues.
Right. And when it comes to those houses and thousands of apartments that are being built as well, there are some people who are concerned that can there be an efficient construction of these places to live, these dwellings, if we don't have enough workers, if we don't have enough skilled workers? What's your take on that right now, Lee, as far as you're having enough people to do those jobs?
The labor market situation is one of the constraints. I'll just mention a couple of the others. Lumber costs are up compared to what they were before. There's been some trade issues with Canada. In spite of the fact that there's strong demand for housing, there are factors such as lot costs, regulations, and so forth that kind of slow down the whole construction process. But then when you look at labor and its availability, you talk to people that are actually in the development field, and they will probably list labor availability as one of the main issues that they are facing. You know, when I look at Arizona, I just have to suggest that this is one of those situations where, you know, very often we survey business owners. One of their top concerns is the difficulty of attracting qualified workers, but they really ought to finish that sentence, which is the difficulty of attracting qualified workers at the rate they want to pay. And the fact is that Arizona construction wages are still quite a bit behind some of our competitors like Dallas, Denver, for example. I think construction workers probably don't put Arizona at the top of their list in terms of possible job opportunities when that market is so hot right now.
And I don't think I'm being controversial when I say that some construction workers were probably undocumented. And when Arizona had some of its issues when it came to SB 1070, et cetera, has there been any hangover from that when it comes to labor, Lee?
I think that's very much a factor. Just tracking the Census Bureau numbers on international migration, we were 10 years ago at about 30,000, and that has now decreased to about 15,000 and stabilized. In other words, year after year, we are attracting about half the international migrants that we attracted before. And as you see, a lot of those would have qualified for as potential construction workers, perhaps at the lower end. But nonetheless, that was a really important source of workers. Now we are relying on the labor market. And Arizona's just not been a hot market. Labor, of course, looks for, you know, favorable wage situations. And according to our numbers, construction worker wages actually dipped in 2015, came back last year, but are now growing somewhere in the range of about 5%. And when you compare the Valley, you know, the greater Phoenix area, right now, according to our numbers, construction workers are at about $1,100 average weekly wage. You look at Dallas and Houston, those numbers would be around 1,300, 1,400, you know, anywhere from 20 to 30% greater. So it's a competitive market, and I think ultimately what we're going to see is those wages are going to be going up because that demand is still there.
Lee McPheeters is a research professor at ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business, and this is The Show.